All right, guys, good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 8th, 2014. This is John Friend, and you are listening to The Realist Report here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. My website is john-friend.net, and you can contact me via email at john.robert.friend@gmail.com. Be sure to visit AmericanFreePress.net, and as always, I do encourage you to subscribe to America's Last Real Newspaper. I'd also encourage you to subscribe to the Barnes Review, the bi-monthly historical review magazine affiliated with American Free Press. Visit barnesreview.org for more information. And yesterday I had an excellent and informative discussion with Jason Erb, host of Exposing Faux Capitalism, on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. Be sure to check out that program if you have not already. And just a reminder, I do post all of these radio programs directly on my website shortly after they are over with. And, of course, you can download all past editions of The Realist Report on my old TalkShoe page. And there is a link directly to my old TalkShoe page on the bottom right-hand side of john-friend.net. So be sure to check that out if you have not already. All right, with that said, I'd like to introduce my special guest today. Dr. Jim Fetzer is the founder of Scholars for 9/11 Truth. He's one of the leading researchers and students of the JFK assassination, and he has also taken a keen interest in the alleged Sandy Hook shooting, which took place roughly 1 year ago. Dr. Fetzer, how are you this morning?
Oh, just terrific, but you might want to explain why the debate that everyone was expecting would take place is not going to happen here today.
Yeah, I was going to get into that. Yeah, this was supposed to be a debate show about Sandy Hook between Dr. Jim Fetzer and Michael Collins Piper, a writer for American Free Press and an author who's written a number of different books. And Mike sent us an email last night saying that he was – I didn't read the entire email, but he was basically backing out of the program this morning, and I believe he wasn't feeling too well. He had some health issues. So he wanted to perhaps reschedule, and quite frankly, I'm not surprised that he backed down from this debate. Dr. Fetzer, do you have any comments on Mike's decision to not join us this morning?
Well, he may have done some research. I mean, listen, what's fascinating about the piece that previously appeared in American Free Press, which include a statement by Michael and then a response by you, is that it seems to me to lay out very clearly his position, which has three components. Number one, he believes that it's internet bloggers, people who are like you and me, but in his opinion, a little off their nut, who look at these events like Sandy Hook and the Boston bombing and draw inferences that, in his opinion, are not warranted by the evidence that these were false flag attacks. And just to keep it to Sandy Hook, for the time being, he seems to believe that it was a legitimate event that actually this young Adam Lanza, you know, murdered 20 kids and six adults plus his mother and himself, and that it's really those on the internet who are getting carried away. Let me read you a part of this article on American Free Press where I thought your comments about Sandy Hook, John, were really quite brilliant. I mean, I've done a half a dozen articles about Sandy Hook, one of which has just appeared this morning. The timing, entirely coincidental, because I wanted it to appear before the debate with Michael Collins Piper, but where any of our listeners can find it now, entitled Top 10 Reasons Sandy Hook Was an Elaborate Hoax. And it did just appear an hour before you contacted me for the show today. Mm-hmm. But here's what Michael Collins Piper says. This is about the secret about Sandy Hook, he says. In truth, many still do not understand the big secret about Sandy Hook. In the face of the predictable media push for gun control following that tragedy, there was an obvious conspiracy by internet provocateurs to misdirect patriots into thinking they were fighting gun control by repeating stories that no children died, when in fact such claims made Second Amendment advocates look ridiculous. Serious-minded Second Amendment advocates were arguing, of course, that guns in the hands of teachers and staff at Sandy Hook Elementary could have saved the lives of those who were massacred.